here's why we can't.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Daily dose of those that are really, really bad at being bad. And we start off in the world of baseball, ladies and gentlemen. Not our Texas Rangers, but divisional opponents. The team formerly known as the Oakland A's, now in Sacramento as they are getting ready to move fully to Las Vegas. Just called the A's now. They don't even call themselves the Sacramento A's.
And just they're the A's.
Playing there in a minor league ballpark, Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. And they're starting to learn out here in the early goings of the season. They should have thought this through a little more. Yeah, they had a whole year to prepare for this, but and amongst other things of the radio broadcast equipment not working, and they can't get that going, and also they set up for press conferences. It's like they went to Home Depot and then just built like a shed to do all of these post-game and pre-game interviews. That's not looking great. And then there's this. When the opposing team needs to go to the bathroom, they have to run all the way across the field.
In between the half inning, I hear an enormous eruption of laughter in the Cubs dugout. And look at that man running through the outfield. No, that is not PCA going to center field. That is Seiya Suzuki making the walk of shame, although he was sprinting. So it was more of a sprint of shame. Folks, we have our first walk of shame.
Yeah, the visiting clubhouse has no access to actual bathrooms, so they
have to run across the field. That's actually one of the most beautiful minor league parks in America. I am shocked.
Yeah, give it about half. I mean, they play, 81 games there at home.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to make a bathroom.
So it can drive a man crazy wondering if his wife may be unfaithful. Proof positive, Dylan Carden. You see, he took matters into his own hands and broke into a house where he thought the action was going on, but then ran away when police arrived. Unfortunately, they were able to catch him pretty easily, probably because he's not just a suspect, but a co-worker as well. Officer Carden is now facing suspension without pay and a variety of charges.
You do crazy stuff when stuff like that's going on,
Mrs.
man.
Mrs. Carden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us go, to Walmart. If Alice Walton has been listening to the show, she probably needs to tune out right now.
If we have to.
Marion, Iowa police were on a low-speed chase. That's always a fun statement. From the Walmart there in Marion, Iowa, as two thieves jutted out Kimberly Isaacson and Donald Diggins. They were caught stealing items, and they fled in their Dodge Ram, unable to shake the police. I don't know, because it's a low-speed chase, maybe? Isaacson just continued to drive until she parked outside the police station. She went through the self-checkout line for the cops. We'll just take care of it.
So I love these urban legends about time travel. So could it be true? The internet divided over a painting from 1937 that shows a prisoner tied up, a colonist from Springfield, Massachusetts, livestock, and a Native American man using what appears to be an iPhone. Now the artist is Umberto Romano. And it is convincing, especially when he has other pieces that seem to show what appear modern technology. Have you looked at this?
I did see it, and that is kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. I mean, it's like he's so intent on looking whatever he's looking at. It's got to be a phone.
He's scrolling through Twitter.
I wonder what the social media was back then.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because we had earlier in the week that time travel, scientists say, not only possible, but it's been done before.
Maybe right now.
Is that why we've relaunched as 92.1 Wild FM? Let us go to the world of pipes and plumbing. Evansville, Indiana, Thai Bistro and Bar. It's right there on the Kentucky border. Their grease trap was overflowing, so they hired a company called Hevron Plumbing to deal with it. And they cleared the clog, charged $235, and the restaurant paid. But then the pipe got clogged again 3 days later. Plumber came back, cleared it a second time, but they charged them again, of course. And this time they didn't pay the Thai Bistro. So the owner of the plumbing company ordered his technician to go back and reclog the drain. I don't know who to dislike more in this story.
Travel can be very stressful. You've got the airport, you got security, you got to wait, you got to pack everything, and then you get in a big fight with your boyfriend at the Spirit Airlines gate. So what do? I mean, you could go for a little walk or grab a glass of wine. But no, one gal made a bad choice. She took off every stitch of clothing she had right at the gate with the exception of her chonies. Yeah, airport police got involved. She put her shirt back on. No word how this all ended. You have one guess as to where this all went down.
Florida?
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale.
Just last week, a DFW International lady there just completely au naturel there on the concourse and was going around and spouting out things. And
did she come from Florida?
I mean, somebody's got to eventually tackle that person, right?
Yeah. Talk
about a walk of shame.
Put that back on.
And then finally, we go to Poland. Don't do many stories about Poland, do we? But here we have two bank robberies, all attributed to Anna A. That's all she's being identified as. 37-year-old Anna there in Poland. So she goes into one bank, brandishes a knife, and demands the money from the cashier before fleeing on foot. But 2 weeks later, she targeted another bank there in Poland, got money, and unwittingly made her husband an accomplice.
Oh.
Unwitting for the husband. He didn't know this. She said, I need you to pick me up after a checkup appointment at the hospital. So he did. Because she's 8 months pregnant. Two bank robberies, 8 months along. And had a getaway driver and a hubby that was just trying to do what's right.
Those deities are expensive.
She's been apprehended. The husband has been cleared of anything, had no idea. In fact, she said she acted alone. Husband didn't know about her criminal activities. But she's going to be a great mama.